This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation. The Burgess Institute empowers students to learn through action by providing programs, courses, and resources to foster an entrepreneurial mindset and create new ventures. One name, one program, Limitless U. Learn more at eship.msu.edu.
Welcome to
Creativity,
Risk-Taking,
Entrepreneurship,
Community,
Innovation,
Ambition.
This is
the Hatchcast.
I guess I'm Gabe Hales, and who are you, Brandon?
I am Brandon Weaver,
and we are doing our own version of the quarantine tapes. As you probably know, Justice and Aaron did this together,
and so ours now is going to be better, though.
Exactly, it's going to be more intimate because they said theirs was intimate, and we were just lollygagging. But we don't lollygag here, Brandon. Which part of your body aches most by evening?
You know what? I'm pretty fortunate. I really don't have a ton of aches, but if it ever is something, sometimes it's the lower back.
Would you say that's just from like sitting around and?
Well, basically whatever I do that day, I guess, would factor into what hurts. It's never like the same thing, but yeah,
oh, you're lucky.
I would say if it is something, it's the back.
Okay. Yeah, I'd say upper shoulders for me, just because I'm sitting at my desktop all day and slunched over, and I'd like am at home now, of course, and so I'm using a dining room chair as my desk chair, and that sucks. So I've just been sitting in the hardest chair in the world and working.
You missed the nice cushy chairs in the conference.
Yeah, exactly.
Room.
No, honestly, holy cow. Or just like my shitty chair that I had at my house, but it's whatever. Where is the least visited corner in your home?
Campus home is probably like where the couch is at. Well, I guess technically we're sitting there, so we're in that corner.
Yeah, exactly. I was gonna say, do you just never
actually
use
yeah no, we're like the Wi-Fi and the router is in one of the corners. We really don't go over there. But then at home, probably somewhere in our basement, because our basement's not finished. There's things down there,
yeah, but there's no need to like go
finished,
chill out.
So yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'd say campus, probably the like there's a closet right when you walk in the door where you're supposed to, you know, store jackets and outside apparel, but we have never used it. There's like a door on it. I don't even know if we've opened it yet.
You probably should. There might be, you know, like money
treasure.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly. Who knows? When was the last time you cried over something that later seemed silly?
Oh, man.
No crying recently?
I really don't cry a whole lot. So like when I do cry, I wouldn't consider it to be silly.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. Honestly, maybe when I was a kid and something happened.
You just get upset at a sibling or a parent. And you're just pissed at the world. You start
bawling. Exactly. Or just, yeah, crying at all when I was a kid or maybe recently. I don't know, where I was just pissed at the world. And then I was like, what the hell? Could use those tears for something happy. When piling things on the floor, how do you arrange the piles?
I'll be honest, I really don't have an arrangement. Things ever do pile up, it's kind of just like random. Like I quickly changed and just left them on the floor and then left. Like there's no pattern.
And then come back later. And yeah, I'd say honestly, like even when I am going quick, I just don't like things on the ground. Yeah, I don't think I really pile. What is the cruelest thing you have ever done in love, Brandon?
Yeah, this is, I remember this being like a tough one when I first interviewed the other person. In efforts to defend someone that you care about, you pissing off somebody else and not really realizing it, but you came across kind of rude, or you know, you were mean to them even though maybe they didn't. I don't know.
I know when I was in high school and first dating, like I ignored like all of my high school friends for a very long time. And I didn't realize how just asshole-y that was. And there was always like the saying of bros before hoes, but I was like, yeah, haha, whatever. And then I lost all those friends. If you could punch one person in the face, who would it be?
I'm going to say this one, and it's not like out of hatred. I just feel like it would kind of feel good to hit him in the face.
Okay.
But it would be my high school baseball coach, just because I thought he was kind of a dick.
Ooh,
and I had him in class too. he was one that was a teacher and a coach.
Oh, so yeah.
You have him all day long, and he just wore you down.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then you'd have to see him again after class, too. Oh, yeah. That'd suck.
It's just annoying.
What is the most mundane hurt you are carrying, either emotionally or physically?
I guess just the, like, inability to be able to do what I want on a daily basis, like still being limited in some sense.
Yeah. And then just having that over your head, too.
Yeah, just kind of tired of being in the house, right? Like, I actually want to go back to, you know, the hatch and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Just to, you know, just to change of pace and, you know, see all those people again. And, yeah, be human. Like you said, have an interaction with somebody besides, you know, your family.
But, exactly. I'd have to agree with you. And I'd also have to say just, like, doing the exact same thing over and over again, like, having that mm-hmm. cycle of just repeating is just horrible. Like, it is, especially the past week for some reason has just, like, crushed me. And I've been waking up every morning, it's like, what the hell is even the point of anything, you know? And that's
right.
And that's, like, usual for Gabe, but it's,
is that
like
why you took that road trip?
Yeah, exactly.
Just to change things up a little. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And even then, like, you feel really bad about doing stuff, you know what I mean?
Really?
Like, even just going into the woods just feel like you're doing something wrong, which is so weird. Even if you don't see any people, at least for me, if I'm doing anything, I'm like, this is morally incorrect. What fantasy do you revisit on your morning commutes when we used to have those?
It's usually just like thinking about the future, you know, where I'm going to end up after graduation, where I want to be or where I see myself, stuff like that.
Is that a stressful fantasy?
At times, I guess it depends on this, you know, where I'm at. Yeah. Like the other day I was like waiting for a class to be approved, and that in that sense it was stressful. It was like, oh my god, like everything's off the rails. I would say about 90% of the time it's like generally upbeat, just more so like, how do we get there?
I'd say this also hit me recently, like especially hard for some reason the past few days. If I'm just thinking and not doing something, I go back to like traveling and just getting out of Michigan. And
yeah,
like right now I would be in California if none of this happened, and then I'd be road tripping through all of the national parks next week. It's all, that's all done. And just thinking about how that is not happening anymore and how we've just not been anywhere is just like, if I'm, especially if I'm driving somewhere, I just like get lost in my head. And I'm like, mm-hmm. oh wow, I could maybe go this place and then this place. But what will cause your inevitable downfall?
I would say my inevitable downfall would be getting too comfortable in a career that I'm not, that's not totally my dream, I guess. Yeah, getting stuck and being, you're like, well, I'm comfortable. You know, I have a nice house and I'm making decent money. It doesn't exactly bring me joy, but it's good enough. That would be, that's what I will say.
Sounds like quarantine. Yeah, I think this is going to make us realize a lot more than, at least I hope it's going to make the world realize that working to buy stuff is not the best way to live. And it's not how you can like be happiest. Having a job that gets you money, but you don't enjoy, isn't filling other happy points in your life. It's just ruining a massive, like 9 to 5, that's such a large part of your life. And if you don't enjoy that, then what the hell are you doing? Honestly, you know? And of course that's my opinion, but I hope a lot of people are able to realize that.
If you think about it, one third of your life is already sleeping, and then you're going to fill another one third
or more
of a job you hate. And now you're at two thirds of your life that you are either sleeping or you hate.
Yeah, exactly. Or just like wasting, like even if you don't hate it, like even if you're in that medium point, it's not, it's like, you're not enjoying it, but you're not hating it. You're just like existing, you know, and you don't want to, at least in my mind, I don't want to live life just being a ghost. You know what I mean? How many headaches have you had in the last week?
I don't think I've had any, but I very rarely have them.
In the past week, I'd say maybe one or two, which is pretty rookie numbers for me. Usually it's very bad. Like usually I wake up every morning with a headache. I don't know. I've just always have had headaches since I was a kid. And I used to get like really bad migraines, but that's gone away. Mm. I had one a few weeks ago. It's really just like a part of life. You know what I mean? Like it's,
you've
just
kind of just become used to it.
Exactly. And like, if it wasn't there, it'd be fantastic. But until that day, I'll just continue trucking on. Are you most yourself when alone or with others?
Yeah, I would say, I don't know how this one couldn't be alone in some sense, just because, like, that's where you're going to have your most in-depth thoughts, and you're just not hiding anything. You're by yourself, right?
No, exactly, yeah. I forget who brought it up, but you aren't really showing actions. You know what I mean? Like, you're kind of just in your own head. So would that count as being alone?
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Or being yourself?
I would say it's circumstantial, because, like, if I'm with my buddies, I show a different personality than I would say with my parents or my grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. And then which one is yourself, though? You know?
Yeah.
I feel like actually thinking about it, maybe alone is the most yourself, because you have the free range of doing whatever with no judgment, you know, because no matter who it is, there's always going to be a thought of a little bit of judgment, unless maybe you're really close to a room.
Yeah, that's true.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with by myself.
Because you do really just put on faces no matter what. Even if you don't think about it, there's a face for everybody, you know. At least in my circumstance.
Well, do you think you put on these different faces for yourself or the individuals that you're with to better relate to them and better connect?
Definitely individuals. I'm definitely a social actor where, like, if I know somebody else will be happy if I act a certain way, I'll do it, which is not probably the best for myself mentally, but if a better outcome happens, then, you know, you got to get there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. 90% of people do that, right? You know, you might go into
a
conversation or an atmosphere that you're not as comfortable as, you know, say a close relative or a friend or something like that. So you're going to act a little bit different to try and kind of copy how that person operates.
Yeah, exactly. I know definitely in the past year or so, I've gotten way better at that. Like, it's more so now I just do whatever the hell I want and don't really care. Which chore do you put off most consistently?
So it actually differs when I'm home or when I'm at my house in East Lansing. Because when I'm home, it's dishes. But in East Lansing, for some reason, because it's my own place, I don't put them off and I do them.
Well,
so I would say when
chore?
I'm at home.
At East Lansing.
Probably just like cleaning the bathroom.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely cleaning the bathroom. That was something that would take a lot of guts.
That might be consistent with just all college students.
Yeah, really. How good have you become at lying?
Compared to what? When I was a child?
Maybe like puberty, like end of high school, when you started to become an adult, you know, started to realize the world.
I don't know if it's like becoming better at lying or just better at stretching the truth. So,
yeah,
I think it's the same thing. A complete lie, but like telling
the white lies
story, I guess.
Yeah, that's definitely lying. It's in the name.
But not a full-blown, just blatant, like totally opposite random story. It's just like only telling the parts that are convenient, I guess.
Yeah, and making a like new portrait of the story, but it's more interesting,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree with that. I'd say I think I've always been good, though, because I used to do just stupid stuff as a quote-unquote kid, and then now it's just turned into other things. Like going back to the social actor thing, I show a version of myself, and then people believe it, and I think that's, like, the ultimate lie, you know? This is who I am, just kidding. I just did that, so you think I'm a certain way.
Yeah.
What is the most expensive thing you own and never use?
The only thing that I can think of is, like, we have, I know what it is.
What?
There's an air hockey table in our basement. Haven't used that in years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are expensive, too.
Yeah, that hasn't been used in years. I think it's actually just being used to store clothes.
Yeah. Just as a nice table.
I've
seen plenty of those in my day. I bought one time in high school a like really decked out penny board that had like an artist painting on it. So it was like $200. And I used it to penny board out of the skateboarding store and then picked it up and put it in the car and have never touched it since. Damn malls. How many houseplants have you killed?
I don't have any plants at my apartment in East Lansing. And the ones that are at my house, my mom just kind of takes care of. So
recall. But that's zero with a total of zero plants owned. So it's kind of just like a a negated answer. I have five plants in my room at my house in East Lansing. Three of them are like the ones that you barely have to water. So it's like they're definitely still alive. But the other two are ferns and they are totally dead because I haven't watered them since quarantine started. What shame have you learned to live with?
Do you have anything?
Have I ever told you about my dad? Just in general? He's
Sure.
I want to say ex-drug addict, but you can never really know with drug addicts, so just drug addict. And
yeah.
So I grew up with that. And he's always been like that. It's been a whole long story. But it used to be like a shame, like I didn't want to tell anybody. And I would feel real like if anything, people were talking about their dads or anything like that in middle school, it'd be like, yeah, my dad's blah, blah, blah. My dad's a blah, blah, blah. And I'd be like, yeah, my dad's a drug addict. And it used to be really shameful, but now I don't want to say I'm proud of it, but it's like, even with that, I'm still working, you know, and still moving through life.
Well,
so I think I turned it around.
Yeah. Also the part is you can't feel shame for what somebody else has done. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was out of your control, I guess. For me, it would just be like interactions that you had when you were growing up. You look back and you're just like, damn, like I really handled that wrong, or I wish I would have handled that differently. And it bothered you for, you know, in that moment, or maybe a brief period after that moment. But then you kind of just, like you said, learn to live with it.
Yeah.
I just can't think of anything like one like super big single point, I guess.
What is the oldest thing currently in your refrigerator?
I knew that it would be this bottle. It's a thing of peppermint schnapps that has yet to
be opened. Yeah. Once it gets more than 3 years, do not drink peppermint schnapps. Yeah. It is disgusting. I did that this past Christmas. Who got away without taking responsibility for what they did?
Probably just one of my siblings at one point when we were younger. You're just like, that son of a bitch got away with it.
Yeah. I definitely have somebody. Maybe me, honestly. What hypocrisy in yourself have you yet to amend?
I would say maybe saying things or telling people things that you truly don't believe or truly don't align with your morals.
And then telling people not to do that, but then doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say probably being maybe like healthy eating or just like general life activities. Like I'm very... I don't want to say judgmental, but that's probably the word towards people that are not doing like the quote unquote perfect lifestyles for themselves, like eating and living and working out and stuff to the fullest. But then I like will eat healthy, but then on a Saturday night buy $40 worth of Taco Bell after downing 7 margaritas. And it's like, nice. You really just preached it.
Yeah.
Sleep deprived, what is the most likely reason?
I would say for me, it's just like if my mind's racing one night, that sucks. I hate that.
Yeah.
You just can't really stop it. And it's just, you know, it's going.
Hey, meditation.
You so badly want to go to bed. Yeah.
That is true, though.
Good idea. Maybe I should try that next time.
Oh, my God. That's the only way I can go to bed. With whom is your kindness most forced?
I'm not going to throw any names, but a friend that for some reason continues to bring one of his other friends around that we don't like.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. Like just random people. There's a lot of like acquaintances of friends of mine that come around and then it's like, oh, if I'm not nice to you, then I'll just seem like a dick to the person that I am with all the time. So why would I do that? So I should just continue with it. You know what I mean? Which two dire needs are you presently choosing between?
Dude, I really don't know, to be honest with you. Go give yours.
It's just suicide. Definitely.
I'll just
continue living or not. I mean, it's not like I'm contemplating. I got to just give a fair warning. I'm not contemplating often. Like, I don't think of suicide, but it's like, damn, is this really just worth living? Like, in this shithole of a life? But then you got to turn it around and be like, it's pretty good. You know?
Yeah. I would say the one that we're kind of presented with right now or within the next year, having a career, is between happiness and money. I'm going to go with that.
Can you name a time you're least proud of yourself?
Yeah, probably back in middle school and just like all of seventh grade, because I was constantly getting in trouble and going to the principal's office and getting detention.
Nice, man. I'd say last year, like fall, I was not doing well, and everybody was like going to go do something, or everybody said they were going to do something, and I was really tired, but I wanted to stay up, so I took a bunch of Adderall to stay up, and then everybody ended up going home with their significant others, so I was just alone in the apartment that usually lives or holds four people, but I was just alone on a bunch of Adderall, and I was just laying in bed for like 8 hours contemplating my existence.
Jesus.
And why I chose Jesus. To this point. Yeah. And it was like a whole buildup of like the whole semester of like, Jesus Christ, I'm really just an asshole. Yeah. And so that was definitely a low point. That might have been the last time I cried, but I don't know if that's silly, you know? Like, I don't know if...
Yeah, I mean, I guess it just depends on how you view it. Like, maybe now you view it as like, what was I doing? Like, that was kind of silly, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly. So yeah, I'd say going back to that question, I say that was definitely the last time. And I think about it as silly. Does odor or height determine whether the trash should be taken out?
I'm going to say height. Because the height comes before the odor, in my opinion.
Unless, like people have said, unless it's like fish or something like that. Like fish smells up the entire house no matter what, even if it's the first thing in there. True. So you got to take that thing out. Or at least just dump it out itself, you know, take that out personally.
Yeah.
For you, what does chronic pain refer to, Mr. I don't feel any pain?
Probably when I thought I strained or had a hernia the other day when it was just a strain. No, but besides that, like a backache. That's what I'm thinking of.
I say just honestly, I'm going to go the mental route and think of anxiety, like the chronic pain of like, oh man, what the just general like being. It used to be really bad where I'd be like in public and be nervous about like doing things just randomly, like anything, like going to the calf used to be so horrible. So just general anxiety is probably chronic pain. Whose misery would bring you most comfort?
There's no way for you to answer this and not just seem like a terrible person.
You got to do it though, or not.
People that are involved in like human trafficking and like genocide, I know there's been instances, well, here, I guess a long time ago, but overseas in like Africa, there's a lot of issues. So I guess, you know, those people. I just don't totally understand it.
Just like people who take advantage of people. I'd say on all scales, like especially like people very high up in power. I feel like there are a lot of people that we don't know about too that deserve the hammer in some way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With whom are you dreading having a conversation?
Probably that individual I was talking about earlier, where I'm like, if he shows up to our friend's functions, you're talking and you're just like, when's this going to end?
Exactly. Oh no, I know exactly what you mean. How long should a burnt pot soak before being washed, Brandon? Give us your insight.
Good 6 hours with a little Dawn dish soap in there. So you put warm water in to begin with. It's the Dawn. Good 6 hours. That Dawner fix it right up.
Yeah, that's true. What permission have you given yourself to retaliate?
I would say if somebody does something to a loved one.
Yeah. Okay.
Then you kind of have the free pass.
Definitely. I don't know. I was walking to the store today and people weren't wearing masks. Just that made me want to like publicly shame them, which I didn't. And there was no way that I was going to, but just thinking like, especially when there are signs everywhere all over stores that it's like our regulation is you must wear a mask to enter and stuff like that. So maybe like if somebody is just doing something purposefully to hurt somebody else, what is the name of the missing thing?
Nike socks.
I'd say this is going to go deep, but deep emotional feelings. I don't know how I've gotten to this point, but it's just like a very level feeling all around. So like no matter what happens, it's very empty. Like no matter what, how exciting something is. The only time I ever get excited is like with really weird things, like music, for example, I get super happy, or like traveling. If I see mountains, every single time I see mountains for the first time in a while, I start like freaking out. But other than that, it's just like a constant blandness. So maybe just emotions. And I don't want to sound like a dumbass that's pretending to be a sociopath, but just like deep-rooted emotions, I guess, is the missing thing.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That's good.
Yeah. If you stopped, what would suddenly come into sharp focus?
I guess it's kind of what happened now, just like perspective on life, right?
Yeah.
Because we were all just going, and now you stop and you're like, next time I'm presented with being able to go hang out with people or see people, you're going to take advantage of that.
Yeah. Got to enjoy the little things. I would say probably going back just like how, I got into a conversation with Justice actually about this, because he all the time talks about how I shouldn't be working constantly and just on different stuff, no matter if it's school or work or like self projects. And like in my head, I was like, I don't know. And I realized that I think that's like what I enjoy doing, but it's like, I know that if I stop and like stop and smell the roses, as they say, I'll maybe enjoy life better. But I also know when I do stop, it's kind of like a wow, what am I doing? I'm not really enjoying this because I'm kind of just sitting around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a real, real gray area. Which question do you wish someone would ask you?
I wish somebody would ask me what you're drinking when we can go back to the bars.
That's amazing. That's amazing. What are you drinking, Brandon? What's your drink of choice?
Nothing right now. Water.
That's good. Me too. But what about if somebody asked you that, what would your answer be? Because it's been 3 months in the making.
It'd either be a Miller Lite or a whiskey on the rocks.
Nice. I like it. I like it. Simple man, you know? I don't know what question. I think like, I'd say like, do you want to hang out? Just like a simple text from somebody that I haven't seen.
Because I haven't like, looked at that in a while. Besides Justice.
Exactly. Yeah. I've seen like one or two people. But besides that, just people that I haven't seen in a long time. Just texting like, hey, you want to go for a walk? It's like, yeah. Or do you want to go get dinner? That would be nice. Like, I just want to go sit down somewhere. I want to get margaritas and
Straight to me, guys.
What terrible truth could everyone find out?
Well, if I told it, then everyone would find out.
Exactly. That's the point.
So maybe I don't.
Got to get it out there. And maybe if it's such a terrible truth that you don't even know it's the truth. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. No, it's probably something
horrible. You're hiding from yourself. Yeah.
Like that neighbor that I killed and buried in my backyard that one year.
Exactly. What? It's all coming
back. Oh, no. You got to cut that. No.
I'll cut it.
I could say like there's times where I have more anxiety than I show, but then there's other times where like I have none and people might think I have some, and like I'm just like, no, like I'm perfectly
just chilling.
Fine.
yeah that goes back to how good of a liar are you, you know, showing yourself a different way.
That's true.
I'd say maybe who I really am, but like going back to what I commented on yours, like I don't think I even know that terrible truth. Like I don't really know who I am yet, but I feel like if people knew who I really was, they'd look at me differently. But then like I said, I don't know who I really am, so it's hard to like convey that truth. And maybe I am how I convey myself, who the hell knows. Like you said, that's real complex. How have you convinced yourself that tenderness is scarce?
I guess just by like society, you can just tell that it is, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of cold-hearted people.
Yeah. And just seeing all the time online, a lot of bad things happening all the time. You see a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
It's very easy to think that that's how the whole world is, you know? But humans are good. The majority of them, at least.
They can be. Yeah.
Yeah. Which aspect of your character makes you difficult to live with?
Hard-headedness, I guess.
I would probably relate to that. I'd say my, like, obsessiveness and like a way of the word, like cleaning wise or being clean, and also like getting my work done. So like if I have a project that I'm working on and like there's a party or something happening, it's very hard for me to say no. Yeah, so probably stubbornness too, definitely. What gut reaction are you purposefully ignoring?
I can't think of anything where I'm just keep putting off right now just because you have time to do what you have to do.
Yeah, I'd say just like telling myself it's okay to be in quarantine for this long, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What do you think about, what is it now, 7 weeks or is it more than that?
Maybe more than that. It might be 2 months. Just thinking like, yeah, this is great. I'm doing A-okay, you know? But probably not.
Yeah.
You wait for the water to boil, Brandon, Or do you leave the room?
Yeah, I generally leave the room.
I've been thinking about this one since we asked it. And I say, depends on what I'm doing. Like, if I have to pee, I'll go pee and come back.
Mm-hmm.
But if, like, if it's, because usually I have, like, tasks in a row. And I wouldn't, like, wait a task to do in the middle of boiling water. So I'll probably stay, I'd say. With what have you replaced the things you owe yourself?
I would say for that one, just like doing, sometimes doing things that aren't necessarily what you want to do, but you're doing them for somebody else just because you feel like it's the right thing to do.
I agree with that one. I'm going to have to second that. How many days has it been since you changed your bed sheets now that you're back in your bedroom?
Uh-oh. It's been... I don't know the exact day, but I'd say somewhere around like 2 weeks, honestly. I probably should do that tonight.
Okay, actually, yeah.
I'm going to do that tonight. Now that I had to say it out loud, I'm going to do it tonight.
Exactly. Mine's probably like 10 to 14 days, but I do a lot of, I don't like to sleep in one space or else, especially in this, like I don't want to feel like I'm doing the exact same thing over and over again. So I've been sleeping in like different couches throughout the house. So, like, realistically, I've been sleeping on it for probably, like, a week, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been, like, 2 weeks, I'd say, since I replaced them. What consumes the majority of your emotional stress? Or stores? Sorry, I just answered that accidentally.
I would say just worrying about the future. Like, things that are upcoming or where I want to get to.
Yeah. Like I said in the beginning, I'd say probably just anxiety about... It used to be future stuff, and now it's just like, how do I enjoy right now the most, you know, like, or am I doing the most to enjoy it? Am I wasting my time at all? And that really makes me stressed out. Just thinking about how maybe right now I could be doing something that would make me happier in terms of anything, like whether it be going for a walk or changing my life course, it really just is always there, you know, in the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
So. Definitely takes up a lot of my thought. Whom are you awaiting to acknowledge as fallible?
Yeah, like there's nobody that I would say I'm waiting on to not succeed or
just be somebody who. Yeah, I'd honestly say me, and maybe not like in the full sense of the term, but like sometimes, like I said, just crazy stubborn and thinking about like, oh, I did this, not perfect, but whatever, and I can make no wrong. And maybe not that fully, but like just, again, being stubborn. So just understanding that sometimes I am a dumbass, you know, and that everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days, as the famous Hannah Montana once said. Maybe not like full, because I've definitely acknowledged it, but just like fully acknowledge it, you know. What book did you skim that you told everyone you read?
Every AP lit book in high school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just definitely some like kids book that everybody was crazy about. And then I was like, yeah, I totally read that. I'm cool like you. And I just didn't. I don't know what one though. I definitely did. Tell me, Brandon, which place in yourself is still secretly reeling?
Secretly reeling. I would say it's just like the constant, not constant, but just like the pursuit of like finding like where you fit, where you're needed, right?
Yeah. So
like where do you fit in this whole global world economy, whatever?
Yeah.
You know, what's your role gonna be?
And do you think that role is something that is made for you or something you make?
Oh man. When you say made for you, what do you mean by that? Like it's already
like do you think that this decided? Our society, our economy, everything like is pushing you into a certain way or just a greater power, whatever you think that is.
Yeah, I mean, I think like we're kind of lucky in the sense that we have the ability to pursue whatever we want and try to be whatever we want. There's going to be, you know, limitations and things along the way, but I think I'm going to have to say it's on the individual, right? Like if you really, really want to do something, you're going to go out and try and do it.
Yeah, if at you, least try. Especially
if you like say you want to do something and you never do or you never try, then you really didn't want it that bad, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I'd say that is true for especially people we know, but of course there are people out there that no matter what, there's not going to be any moving forward. You know what I mean? It just depends on,
yeah,
like you said, like in our circumstance, we are able to do that. And we're very fortunate in being able to, yeah, do so. But yeah, I'd say the thought of what would happen if I don't do something. So like, for example, going to California, moving someplace far away to do something, like what would happen if I didn't, or what would happen if I did, like what would bring me the greatest happiness, you know, and maybe success. And that's just a constant thought of like, damn, maybe what if, you know, it's always the what if of everything. And finally, Brandon, last but not least, what have you imagined is coming to heal you?
I guess what's coming to heal me would be those I surround myself with moving forward.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as we've seen in quarantine, like you can't just go by yourself and be okay, exactly, and happy. Like you need to surround yourself with a good base. So I would say that, you know, that's ultimately going to determine your happiness later on.
Yeah. That's a really good answer. I might have to agree with that. I was going to say something silly, like just being able to sit by the ocean and just watch it, you know, because every time I do that, it's fantastic. But I agree with your saying too. Foundation. I mean, everybody we've talked to in the entrepreneurship world said how important a team is in moving yourself and the project forward, you know?
Right.
So yeah,
that's funny you mentioned the ocean thing, because I've actually told people that. I'm like, if I'm terminally ill or I'm going to die, just go prop me up on a bench facing out towards the water and I'll just stare there.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah, I agree. Something so amazing about how powerful and how perfect it is. You know, it all works together perfectly.
Yeah.
Something about it.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, like that's where you want your last images looking out to that, or do you want it to be like, staring at the ceiling in your bedroom, or like a hospital?
Well, hey, that's a beautiful way to end it, Brandon. I think that was fantastic.
Hell yeah.
This episode of the Hatchcast is brought to you by the MSU Entrepreneurship Association. The MSUEA is a registered student organization open to all majors who are passionate about entrepreneurship. Find out more at msuea.org.
The Hatchcast is sponsored in part by Spartan Innovations. Spartan Innovations provides startups spinning out of MSU's ecosystem the commercialization, support, and financial resources necessary to turn MSU research technologies into successful Michigan businesses.
Hatchcast is an ongoing collaboration. This podcast was co-created by myself, Aaron Richard, as well as with Tyler Mihai and Kurt Krieger. It is produced by the Burgess Institute for Entrepreneurship and Innovation in cooperation with the Michigan State University Foundation. Gabe Hales and Justice Keach are our sound engineers and editors. Our co-producers include Brandon Weaver, Gabe Hales, Justice Keach, and myself. Original sound is created by Katia Gaudina, with help from Aubrey Haas, Brandon Weaver, Caitlin Setter, Sydney Uwinga, Kurt Krieger, Tyler Mihai, Gabriella Allum, Jeff Smith, Paul Jakes, Ken Smusiak, Desiree Melfi-Bozzo, Neil Kane, and Lori Fisher. If you'd like more information, please head to hatchcast.buzzsprout.com or contact us at hatchcastpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.